As the scheduled 2017 legislative session wrapped up, commentators noted that Governor Cuomo and the legislative leadership failed to address the seemingly unending corruption scandals that have plagued both the legislative and executive branches. And those commentators are correct. Nothing happened despite the convictions of the two top legislative leaders, many rank-and-file lawmakers, and top associates of the governor himself. But it's worse than it appears. While true that no significant reform was passed, at the behest of the governor, the public's accountability of an important economic development program actually was made worse. Yep, worse. Here's the backstory. The Startup New York program was initiated by Governor Cuomo in 2013 to give tax breaks to new businesses that locate in tax-free areas near college campuses. The governor said the goal was to encourage the next Google or Facebook to launch in New York and to supercharge the economy. Specific disclosure requirements of startups' performance were part of the original law. And those reports showed that the job-creating record of the startup program has been underwhelming. That simple fact has led to criticism of the governor and his economic development strategies. What should be done? Well, a close reading of the final 2017-18 state budget identified that the law had been changed in the secretive budget process, eliminating the reporting requirements for startup. The solution to bad results is, apparently, to stop reporting them. When confronted with this change, the Cuomo administration said it was a mistake. But that claim turned out to be false. The governor's proposed budget had eliminated that reporting requirement. The state assembly added it back during budget talks. But it was eliminated again in the final budget. Still, the administration claimed that it was a mistake. Well, if true, then the period after the budget passed in early April and the wrap-up of the session would have seen that mistake corrected, unless the administration was deliberately misleading the public. In an effort to correct that mistake, legislation was introduced in both the Assembly and Senate to add back the reporting requirement. But that bill was killed. As a result, things have gotten worse. The public will get less information on the performance of spending of hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars on economic development. Reporting is now weakened in an area that had been identified by federal prosecutors as especially susceptible to corruption, the way it doles out economic benefits. Now, the startup program is relatively small compared to the other governor's economic development programs, and all of those need greater transparency and oversight. And reformers had been pushing for corruption-fighting measures during the budget and continued after it was approved. Specifically, they were calling for reforms that would have restored the comptroller's independent oversight powers to review contracts before they're finalized, corralled unaccountable state-controlled not-for-profits, and created a database of deals to post information on spending of billions of dollars in state business subsidies. None of these reforms were approved, not even the restoration of the comptroller's oversight powers. It is, after all, the constitutionally mandated job of the separately elected comptroller to monitor the books of state government. Yet the governor had spearheaded the effort to pull back those powers. During the period the governor had been diminishing the comptroller's oversight role, the scandals alleged by federal prosecutors occurred. A reasonable response would have been to restore those powers, but that didn't happen. Instead, in 2017, the governor, with the approval of the legislative leaders, weakened the public's reporting requirements of Startup New York. His staff then falsely told the public it was a mistake. And then the legislation to fix that mistake was killed. New York has been rocked by recent pay-to-play scandals tied to the state's economic development programs. The lack of transparency and accountability has led to federal prosecution of several high-ranking officials and prominent business leaders. Removing the requirements could encourage other unscrupulous officials to incite more scandals. New Yorkers must demand an end to corruption and demand broader government transparency, not allow it to get worse.